My name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. I'm recording an interview with
Nick Adame, N-I-C-K-A-D-A-M-E.
Where are you from, sir?
Corpus Christi.
Thank you. The date is September 9th, 2023, and you're conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalata Festival. Now, let's get into our first question, sir. What do tamales mean to you?
Tamales means family, family getting together, having a good time. Tamale means a time of the season that, you know, we never forget, because South Texas culture, 100% of the time, we're only eating tamales toward the holidays. And so that's the best time of year. I recall growing up, we would all meet at mom's house, and everybody had a role in making tamales. So it was a labor of love for her, but just watching her go through the intricacies of making the masa and the pork and the beef, the combinations she would use, I was always amazed at what she did. But it brought the whole family together. So while people were making masa, others were spreading it on the corn husk. And of course, mom was putting whatever she was putting in the tamal, whether it be frijoles with queso or the pork or the beef or chicken, you know. So it was a great time, and it created wonderful memories for a family, you know, culturally. You know, you don't see that much anymore because the art is almost lost within the family, but we try to bring it back as we remember it. And it'd be nice if we could pass that on to our grandchildren. But again, it gets lost in the environment, the social environment, you know, because things change. And so we see people drifting away from it, but one thing they do remember: when December comes around, where can we buy tamales, and where can we find good ones? That was always the thing.
It really is sad to hear about how this tradition of spending time with your family and making tamales is kind of not disappearing, but not happening as often, because you can just buy from these other stores and restaurants. But I'm going to go into a little bit deeper about those special memories you have. Is there any like specific memory that whenever you hear about tamales, it just pops up in your head?
Yeah. Yeah, a specific memory: when I hear tamales, I think of mom. I see her making tamales in the kitchen. I mean, for her, it was a all-day event, just preparing to start making the tamales, taking her out to get the masa and get all the ingredients. Yeah, the memory I have is that of her.
Well, that's a memory that many would share, seeing our moms make tamales. Yeah. When your mama made tamales and you and your siblings would help, was there any like specific tools you would use? Would you use like spoons, or would you use good old fashioned elbow grease?
Right. And just like everything else, there was an art, especially to spreading it, because if you didn't do it right, mom would tell you, you're doing it wrong, this is the way you do it. So, you know, mom would use a spoon, and you know, and we would try, and it would always come out, you know, not as smooth as hers, but you know, but eventually, you know, we would get the job done. But yes, just being there with a spoon and just trying to get it as best as we can. So yeah, there was and then of course you have to clean the husk before, you know, so mom would have one of us do that, and we'd be tearing it apart and washing them down and preparing them to be, you know, spread, preparing them to have the masa spread on them.
I get that. You're scared to do it wrong because you don't want to be told, like, no, that's not how you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And so that was pretty frequent. But, you know, that was the best part of it, you know, because we all worked together when we did that, you know. And mom made sure that, you know, before she put the finishing touches, that it was done properly, because if she didn't, then she'll finish the job herself. So mom worked hard at doing that. I mean, she loved it. So she would produce anywhere from 30 to 40 dozen, because it wasn't a, hey, we had a big family, we had 7 kids, so it wasn't a one-time thing, you know, so you would have tamales for the Christmas holidays.
Wow, that's That's amazing, being able to make 30 to 40 dozens just for the Christmas holidays. And
that's why it was basically, there were seven of us, and usually five of us got involved, so it was more like an assembly line. And when we made it, because we knew the end result was going to be tamales.
Oh, yeah. That's all it takes. Tamales, and that's all you need to know for you can work hard for it. How many days would it typically take y'all to do it? Like a day or two, or like
it would take, you know, from getting all the ingredients the night before, making preparation till starting early in the morning, about 2 days. Tamales, you know, when she would cook them, she had a particular way of doing them that they would cook. You know, my Mary serves right, maybe 3-4 hours, you know, just a little real slow heat. And she would put a whole, I mean, it wasn't a dozen at a time. She would put, you know, 4 or 5 dozen in a pot, you know, so it'd take a while. But to taste a tamale when it's fresh, you don't forget that, you know, it's real good.
That's the best time to eat a tamale when it's fresh, the best tasting. And was there any like specific flavor you prefer? Like
Yeah. You know, the fresh tamale is what triggers my memory more than anything, because you know it was an important day. But specifically, the tamale that I love that she made was the one with pork. You know, and I always tell her, you know, don't make mine too spicy. Make it, you know, just right. And it's hard to find a tamal like that out there. Of course, everybody is biased, right? You know, my mom made the best. Well, yeah, my mom made the best, you know. So we all try to look for that one tamal that's close to hers. And I found them out there, you know, but you just got to keep on looking.
I get that. Trying to find that tamal, the first one you ever taste, and mm-hmm. you always want to get that same taste.
Yeah.
Because it's always the best. Do you ever like sometimes buy them from restaurants or?
I do. And sometimes, you know, I'll just leave them there because they're either too hot, too spicy, too much masa, not enough meat. You know, or the flavor doesn't stack up to what mom did. Hey, so mom set the bar pretty high. But I do find them out there, and when I find them out there, like I'll find a person that'll make them, and that's all they do. I'll buy them from them because they're as close as I could get to mom. I don't think I found any in restaurants that have been that close.
Yeah, it's always the individual person.
Exactly.
To me, that when you buy them from them, it's always the best. It's that homemade taste that you mm-hmm. don't get from restaurants.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for this interview. And I want to ask you one last question.
Yeah.
Has there been any like unusual fillings you've seen? Like I hear people get dessert.
Oh, yeah. You know, when my sister tries to make it, she puts broccoli and cheese. And what's the one that was very interesting? She was a health nut, you know. So my side, you know, of course, you know, it's a lot of corn, but what you put inside, make it as healthy as you can. So yeah, she experimented with them. But no, you know, I'm traditional, bean tamal, pork and beef, you know, chicken. Chicken's always great. But yeah, that's probably the unusual. I saw her put broccoli and cheese. I'm like, oh, okay. Spinach was another one. I'm hooked on the traditionals, you know.
Well, tradition's always best sometimes for tamales.
No, it is. And, you know, so the price varies, you know. And I remember when I used to buy them, when mom passed away, I would used to look for them. And they start off, we used to buy them at $7 a dozen. Now they're up to $15 a dozen. So they're out there. But find the good ones, yeah, you got to pay for them, but it's good. I always like that memory. I don't know if I will venture to try to make them myself, but I've tried recording mom when she's doing them, and it's never the same. Her measurements aren't specific. It's like, this is how much salt you use. I said, mom, what's that? Well, just put some a little bit right there. Like, is that a teaspoon? Is that?
No, I get that. It's wanting to continue the tradition.
This much, you know. Yeah.
Wanted to continue that tradition, but it's just hard because it's second nature, like you said.
Right. Intuition, everything, all the ingredients are all intuition. This is how much you use. This is how much you use, you know. And of course, you know, with a good tamal, sometimes they use lard, right? Pork lard. And how healthy is that? But it tastes good, you know? And so, yeah. I've had some good memories with tamale making with mom, you know. But yeah, I like to see it, you know, become part of the university. Hey, a tamale making course, you could teach that in a week, right?
That would be an amazing course to have.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir, Nick. Right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, for taking part in this interview.
No, my pleasure.